Hello, hello. It is Tuesday evening, 7:30. It's dark outside. I just got in from farmhouse where I spent a little while until it got dark, working on some, actually on did some fencing, and later I'll send you a picture with from yesterday with Steve helping me do some fencing there. The opening picture there is a meal I had yesterday with Carlos, one of our men. I usually try to meet with all of our men at least once during the year, sometimes twice, and I'll go where they work. He works about 35, 40 minutes from here. And so I meet him on their lunch period, and we just have good fellowship, and we just talk about anything needs to be talked about, and try and encourage them in their faith and their family. And in their testimony, and yeah, with Carlos, she had just a great meal. And then on Sunday, we had the service. We're going through such a sweet moment. There's such a wonderful spirit in the church. The singing is just heavenly, and just a lot of evidence of God working. Matilda, who was saved last week, pray for her as she. As she continues to grow, she's eager to grow in the Lord. Her husband, who is coming, struggles with alcohol, so his name is Sorin, and we'd appreciate your prayers because he is coming of his own will, but obviously needs tremendous work of God there in his heart for salvation, and yeah, so he can use your prayers. I am still meeting with the Sunday school teachers of the junior level one more week, I think, and we will soon have pretty much our Sunday school different levels pretty much organized and running with our mostly our believers. So again, leadership training is our heavy focus in this time. Juan Bautista, continue to pray for him. He's a little bit better, a tiniest little bit. They sat him up today a little bit, but he's still got an infection in a valve that they put in his heart years ago, and they can't do much with it now because he's too delicate. So anyway, we are having, I think, a good testimony with his children who are not saved. They're older, of course, and married, and they have just responded to the congregation's texting and audios and videos to Juan as he's in the hospital. So I think that's being a serious ministry for our church people. And yeah, I think I mentioned it. Next month, the 18th of March, we'll be doing another intensive institute at the farmhouse. It'll be number 55, and I'll be teaching it this time. I tried any number of options of men that I had on, sort of, so to speak, on deck, and just nobody could. And I really wanted to get four in this year. So I'm going to be teaching on prophecy and what is the unique phenomenon that it is. It is a fascinating study. I did it years ago, and it's, yeah, there's just some very, very interesting things, not just, studying prophecies and their fulfillment, but what is the phenomenon and how it shows up in so many ways. So anyway, I think it'll be very interesting. I don't have to do much prep for it because I've already taught in several occasions. So that'll be next month. Elisa and Deborah, the twins, are going to be staying. They're doing their paperwork. It's quite the convoluted system, but they will be able to work towards. They're already inscribed in the town, and yeah, they're just working, getting their paperwork through, and so they're excited about staying, and so are we, because they are a tremendous asset to the ministry. A huge blessing, both in attitude and in service. Yeah, they're just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful asset. Saturday men's meeting, we had four in a row. Four Saturdays, the men wanted it. This Saturday, it will be a regional men's meeting in the Renteria Church, which is our son David's ministry at on the seaport there in their area. And so we'll have men coming from at least three, maybe four churches. So that's exciting. And we haven't had one in months. So that'll be all morning on Saturday. Then I'm going to send a link, I think I can find it, to Konesevich, Andy Konesevich. He's the father of the little Verity, the little girl. They had a special service and gave her testimony in the service. And I think some of you, if you have the time, will find that fascinating, the story of the little girl. So they are now going on 500 of the Inner Peace books, the ones that we redesigned for her. They've given them to hundreds of medical personnel. And so that's exciting. And then, okay, on the TRACO project, I don't have any specific information. I've had some people show interest in it. And so we're just praying and waiting. That's what it's mainly about. And we're just going to see what the Lord, how the Lord will provide for us a TRACO. We really believe it's time. It's His time. And as in, we need to, you know, begin to trust Him very intensely for it and wait for Him. So we think that might be through funds generated and us finding one, but the Lord loves to surprise, so who knows? At any rate, we're praying for that, and thank you for praying. There is a website for that. I'm sure you know about it, but if you go to the yerdi.org, you can see that. I'll send some more media, a picture of Steve and some fencing we did yesterday, a youth meal at church that actually Steve and Andrea, which this is their last Sunday. They're going back to the States, and he'll be doing things there and hoping to come back and live here and serve here in the ministry down the road, hopefully sooner than later. We don't know. It's in the Lord's hands, but He's definitely, both of them are definitely a huge help to the ministry here. So if you want to pray for them and their plans to get his job in order so he can work remotely and live here, that would be fantastic. But anyway, they organized a meal for a bunch of the young people and younger adults at church on Sunday. I'll send you also the Diehards link. Some of you are on that already, get it. But anyway, it's a video from the farmhouse. And let's see. Oh, and the link to the Konesevich special service. Okay, I think I'll leave it at that. Those are the things that come to mind anyway. So appreciate your communication, your prayers. And yeah, have a wonderful week. God bless you. Goodbye.